This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. First impressions in Uganda. Flying into Entebbe, a glance out the window to the left. As the plane looks for the runway, it's suddenly breathtaking as the vast savannas of Africa meet the blue waters of Lake Victoria. For all the drama of Entebbe in our memory and imagination from the days of plane hijacks and Idi Amin, walking across the tarmac from the plane to the airport building, you were struck by not only the unexpected beauty of the surroundings, the green grasses and tall trees meeting the red dirt, but also the smallness of the airport serving a 1.5 million person city not far away in Kampala. In the same way the relatively new bypass highway in Nairobi had been a surprise, the partially built expressway leading towards the Uganda capital was also another welcome relief, at least for as long as it lasted. We cruised quickly by toll booths, still waiting to clutch their first coins. The airport was also amazingly orderly, despite, or because, perhaps, of its smallness. After a first bit of chaos involving unexpected health forms that had to be completed, we sped through immigration. Coming into the main greeting area, whether in Toronto or Mumbai or Nairobi or Mexico City, is always a scrum as families crowd around and touts and pickups wave signs at passengers coming through the doors. Not in Kampala. The airport seemed almost empty. A passenger had to go outside and then find the hotel and other drivers where their signs were holding but sitting calmly under a tent away from the exit gate. Once in the city, we embraced the real Kampala. My hotel was owned by the Catholic Church somehow and had the clean and plain comforts I associate with former nunneries that have been converted to conference centers without quite making it all the way there. We jumped into a matatu to travel to the city center and then climbed on the back of a moto in order to get the last mile out of the way. Teeming is the only descriptive word that works here. People in motion on every footpath, motorcycles, cars, bicycles, and people in a turbid confluence at every street corner and crossing. Matatus full of scrapes and dents, fat with people crammed into every broken seat, moving like bumper cars into every narrow space to get a bit farther down the road as their hawkers scream to the street the destination intended and request for the next passenger. The malls of Nairobi yesterday now seem a distant memory of another time and another planet, as the surging of Kampala, now the fastest growing city in Africa, swept one along the way with a smile on your face at the quickness and energy while you are desperate to understand what it all means and where it's going. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.